for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
I'm black again, my black friends, with the good credit scores. Speaking of scores, Jay, I was reading the lyrics to this song, and it was applicable to yesterday's Cowboys game.
Applicable?
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough, because here we are back where we were before. Cowboys lost by just one. Who knew James Ingram was a Cowboy fan? Wow. Too soon?
No.
Never.
No.
Never. Okay.
Hey, did y'all hear Hillary hit that half of Trump supporters belong in a basket full of deplorables?
Yes.
Oh, that was a good one, Sybil. Oh, baby Fathead's campaign is some kind of man. You know their skin is thin like hotel toilet paper.
Okay.
Tom, Sybil, Jay, I think Hillary was wrong to say half. According to Fat Check, she was off by half. Hell, a basket full of deplorables just outphrased don't circumcise the mosquito. Now that's the phrase that pays, okay. Right there, y'all. Remember binder full of women?
Yep.
Yeah, what about put some respect on my name? Yeah. Now, did y'all know they even have basket full of deplorable t-shirts for sale right now already? Google it. Those t-shirt companies be on it. No pun intended. Yeah. Tom, Sybil, Jay, what's this I'm hearing about Ben Vereen was married to two women at the same damn time?
I know.
Yeah.
Sybil, what they call that?
Bigamy.
No, what the fellas call it? Pimp! The story is so crazy, I don't even have time to get into it, but it's worthy of a lifetime movie. The curious case of bending two women. Did y'all know Iman Shumpert of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and more importantly, the husband of Teyana Taylor, the star of Kanye's Faith video, you know, the one whose body made mofos renew their membership at the gym? Teyana Taylor's husband got caught a weed charge in August. Did y'all hear about that? Apparently, he got pulled over on the highway. Anyway, the popo popped him for a lane change violation and smelled some medicinal rehabilitation in his transportation. It was in a mason jar of all things, y'all. Shumpert, are you shooping or shumping? You couldn't stash that weed in your hair? Why you think the Weeknd wear his hair like that, Sylvia? Put him in the basket full of deplorables with that move right there. This Sunday, me and Chris Paul, West Palm Improv.
26 before the hour. Oh, yeah.